It's Fibber, McGee, and Molly. Every weekday at this time, NBC brings you Fibber, McGee, and Molly transcribed. The show is written by Phil Leslie and Ralph Goodman and directed by Max Hutto. Fibber and Molly will be with you in a minute. The way to make America secure is to be secure yourself. And the best time to start is now. Do it by investing your spare dollars in United States savings bonds. It's a great help to Uncle Sam because every dollar invested helps to strengthen the national economy. And you know what it means to you personally. You'll be saving money and earning extra dollars too. Because when your savings bonds mature, you get back $4 for every $3 you invest, and even more if you hold them longer. You'd like that generous return for your money, wouldn't you? Then sign up now for the payroll savings plan where you work. That way you won't even miss the money because it's saved for you before you draw your pay. Remember, America and you will be more secure tomorrow if you buy United States savings bonds today. Not only are they an investment that pays off in dollars saved, they help to build a stronger, safer America. Form a partnership with your Uncle Sam and watch those savings add up the easy way with United States savings bonds. It looks like Mr. McGee has really done it this time. He has discovered a quick-drying cement that holds metal to metal like it was welded together. Even his wife is sold on this one. As we join Fibber, McGee, and Molly.
Oh, this is exciting, McGee. The government should be tickled to death to get hold of this metal welding cement of yours.
Please, Molly, how can I get this call through when you're... Hello, operator. I want to talk to Washington, D.C. A person to person. Huh? What's the party's name? The party's Republican, but I don't want to talk to the party. I just want to talk to Eisenhower.
Oh, my.
Yeah, Dwight G.
D, dearie.
Molly. Dwight G. Eisenhower. That's right.
D, dearie.
Will you please stop breaking in, Molly?
But I'm trying to...
I can't stop for tea now. I'm too busy. Just keep the pot hot, and when I get through here... What'd you say, operator? Certainly it's urgent. Just tell the White House one of the nation's top scientists is on the phone.
Oh, listen to him go. And the odd part of it is this time he really has something, too.
Yeah, McGee is the name. Fibber McGee. Yeah, I'll stand by. Roger. Huh? No, no, not Roger McGee. Fibber McGee. Right. Okay.
Oh, sit down, dearie. I'll get you a cup of coffee.
I'm too nervous to sit down. I wish that operator would hurry. This whole thing is just fantastic, Molly. Imagine a liquid cement that holds so strong you could build a battleship with it without any rivets.
It's amazing stuff, all right. I think this time you...
What was that? What was that? Was that the phone?
No, no. That was the back door. Phones very seldom slam. They ring.
Oh.
Gosher boy!
Oh, him. Now, don't tell him anything about this steel welding glue of mine, Molly. It's too important. I can't take chances. Top secret.
Oh, I don't think.
You heard what Doc Gamble said yesterday. With this stuff of mine, the government could put together battleships and submarines in half the time it takes to rivet them.
All right, don't get so excited. I won't tell him.
I know what a blabbermouth the old-timer is. He blurted out to the first...
Hello there, kids. Hi, daughter. Hi, Johnny. What's new?
Guess what, old-timer? I just invented a liquid welding stuff that you can glue steel together with. No kidding. With this stuff of mine, you can put battleships and submarines together in half the time. No rivets, just cement them together.
For goodness sakes, McGee, I thought you said don't
tell. Oh, he can keep a secret, can't you, old-timer?
Well, that depends, Johnny. If you're talking about a secret like Mrs. Spradley carrying the torch for the man next door...
She is? Mrs. Spradley?
She was, the last time I was over there, daughter. Her lights were out and she had to show him where the fuse box was.
Oh.
That's the kind of secret you're talking about, kids. I'm a regular blabbermouth. But when it comes to a military secret like, well, what'd you say you can do with that stuff, Johnny?
Fasten metal together. It holds stronger than welding. Why, you can glue battleships together with it.
Johnny, it'll never be popular.
Huh?
Can't see any sense in sticking battleships together anyhow. You taking cement four or five battleships together, and they'd be too unhandy to steer.
No, no, that's not what I mean. I mean at the shipyards, they can take sheets of metal and cement them together and build a battleship.
No, is that so, son?
Well, now it really works.
Don't you tell anybody, understand? Top secret.
Well, don't worry, Johnny. I won't tell that one to a soul.
Good.
I'd be too embarrassed. Glue battleships together. So long, kids.
Well, I think your secret is safe with him, all right.
Well, we got to be careful. I bet enemy agents would give their right eye to get hold of a formula like that. Doggone it, why don't I get that phone call?
Do you suppose it could possibly be because Mr. Eisenhower's a little busy, maybe?
Well, gee whiz, if he ain't got time to come to the phone right now, he can at least have one of his assistants call me back. This thing is urgent, Molly.
I know.
By George, if I don't hear from somebody in that White House in the next 5 minutes, I'll sell this thing to Adlai Stevenson. That's what I'll sell this thing to Ad. This is too important. That's it. That's the president. That's him.
I'll get it. 79 Wistful Vista, Molly McGee speaking.
Tell him I'm in my laboratory. You'll call me.
Who? Who? Mamie?
Mamie?
Well, isn't this a pleasant surprise? I never expected you to...
Yeah, imagine him having her call. Ask her where Ike is.
Of all people, dearie. Mamie Haggerty.
Mamie Haggerty?
I haven't seen you since high school, Mame. When did you get in town?
Tell her to get off the line. This is the silliest...
There's more fun with the McGees shortly. Great changes have taken place in America during the past dozen years. Changes that assure Americans a longer life, a better job, and a higher standard of living than we've ever known. In these past dozen years, America has enjoyed an almost miraculous expansion, which has brought new homes, new highways, new schools, new hospitals, yes, even new cities. What does this mean? In a nutshell, it means that the future of America is secure. Despite temporary variations and downswings, the trend of employment and earnings has been spectacularly upward, and it must continue upward in order to keep pace with ever-increasing demand. More homes and highways are still needed, more schools and hospitals, more industry and equipment, and more electrical energy to supply America's ever-expanding needs. If you'd like to learn more about the opportunities ahead, write Box 1776, Grand Central Station, New York City, for the free booklet, The Future of America. Box 1776, Grand Central Station, New York City.
Hello, operator. Hello. What's happening on that call to Washington, D.C.? The White House.
I think maybe you're going at this wrong, McGee.
Well, if you can't reach the president personal, I'll talk to the next in command. Just a minute. Molly, who's next in command to Eisenhower?
Well, now that depends. You want to talk about a steel cement for battleships and submarines, I think you'd call the Secretary of the Navy.
Hey, that's right. I never thought of that. Hello, operator. Get me the Secretary of the Navy in Washington. Just tell him... What's that? Secretary of the Navy's out of town, huh? Well, let me talk to his... Hello? Hello? Oh, for the cutoff.
Hang on. She'll be back.
Hey, when she does come back, who's next in command after the Secretary of the Navy, anyhow?
Well, I don't know, unless maybe some admiral or somebody...
Oh, yeah. Oh, who was that Navy guy we saw on the newsreel the other night? You know, that admiral that's in charge of them ships on maneuvers in the Arctic? Remember?
Oh, yeah. What was his name?
Halstead.
Yeah.
That's it. Admiral Farragut Halstead.
That's it.
He's... Hello? Yes, I'm still on the line. The supervisor this time. Now, watch this, kiddo.
Move over. Let me listen in.
Shh.
Hello, sir. This is the long-distance supervisor in Washington, D.C. We're having a little trouble on the line. Were you cut off, sir?
Cut off? No, I grew... cut off. Yes. Yes, you did cut me off at a rather bad time, too. I was talking to Admiral Farragut Halstead.
Admiral Halstead?
That's right, Supervisor.
Oh, are you shrewd?
This is Commander McGee of the Pentagon. It's very urgent. If you'll just connect us up again, it won't be necessary to report this failure in your service. Carry on.
Certainly, Commander. What's the Admiral's number?
Huh?
I say, where were you talking to him, sir? At his office, or...
Well, frankly, sis, I don't know. My secretary contacted the Admiral for me, and she's out right now. Wherever you find him, that's okay. I'll talk.
Oh, dear.
Very well, sir. I'll see what I can do. Hold the line.
What did I tell you, Molly? This is working like a charm. Ah, boy, I'll get some results now. Listen.
Navy, please. Hello. I'm trying to trace Admiral Halstead for the Pentagon. Yes, that's right. Hurry, please. Urgent. Are you standing by, Commander?
Yeah, I'm right here. Carry on.
No, Captain, not General Halstead. Admiral Halstead. Admiral Farragut Halstead. Where? Oh, just a moment. Commander McGee.
Ahoy.
Admiral Halstead is at sea, sir, in the Antarctic on maneuvers. We can connect you by radiophone. Stand by.
Oh, boy, he's out in the ocean and they're going to...
Dearie, aren't you carrying this thing just a little too far?
Don't you worry, Molly.
I have the Admiral for you. He's on the bridge of the cruiser Maldemar. Go ahead, sir.
Hello? Hello? Whose blanket is this?
Hello, Admiral Halstead?
Admiral Halstead? That's impossible. I'm Admiral Halstead. Watch those reefs ahead. Starboard the helm. That's it, Captain. Steady as she goes. Hello? Hello? Are you still there, whoever you are?
Steady on, Admiral. My name is McGee, Fibber McGee, and I'm a scientist.
This week, anyhow.
I've invented a new steel cement.
Look, mister, we're a little busy here. Captain, signal all ships to close formation. Send two destroyers ahead full speed.
It's like I say, Admiral. I'm the inventor of McGee's steel seal, the liquid cement that you can glue battleships together with.
Cement? Glue battleships? What the devil are you... No, Captain. Not two battleships, two destroyers. Huh? No, I said glue battleships. I was talking to some idiot on the phone. Call those ships back.
All you do, Admiral, is take McGee's steel seal and cement your steel plates together and make your battleship. No rivets, no welding.
Captain, get those battleships back in formation. What's the matter with you?
I know this has got your curiosity roused, Admiral. So any questions you want to ask me, just fire away.
Fire away?
Noisy connection, isn't it?
Who fired that broadside? What? Oh, I was talking to this phone idiot. I didn't mean you, Captain, when I said fire away. Stop that gunnery! Get off this phone, you stupid...
Yeah, but Admiral, I...
Go drown yourself! No! Not you, Captain! Grab the captain, somebody! Man overboard! Man overboard!
Well, kiddo, who's next in command?
We'll say goodnight to Fibber and Molly in a moment.
Hi, I'm Dinah Shore, and I'm here to tell you a little about our twice-weekly radio program on most of these NBC stations. We're on every Tuesday and Friday evening, you know, and we do our best to crowd each of our 15-minute programs with real entertainment. Believe me, it's lots of fun trading words and music with our talented music master, Frank Duvall. And we're also proud and glad to have the very popular and mellow-voiced Art Baker as a permanent member of our radio family. Every once in a while, a surprise guest drops in to see us. It may be one of your top vocal or Hollywood favorites. It may be a new voice discovery on the way to stardom. And, of course, I'll always try to sing the songs that I think you'll want to hear. Old songs, new songs, bright songs, blue songs. Hey, what do you know? I'm a poet. But all poetry aside, why not make it a regular date to listen to our Dinah Shore show every Tuesday and Friday evening on the NBC Radio Network? We'd love to have you with us.
Ladies and gentlemen, himself is too busy to talk right now. He's still on the telephone trying to get somebody in the government to take his new metal cement. I really think he has something this time, though. I don't know anything about building battleships, but I know he glued my new steam iron to the kitchen doorknob just for fun, and I couldn't get it loose with a crowbar. I don't know, but I think he's got something here. What's that, dearie? Oh, he said to tell you all good night. Good night, all.
NBC has brought you the Fibber, McGee, and Molly program, transcribed with Bill Thompson as the old-timer, Mary Lansing as the telephone supervisor, and Ralph Moody as Admiral Halstead. This is John Wald agreeing with Mrs. McGee that Mr. McGee's steel seal is certainly worth watching. I've got a hunch the Navy will have a man over there to look into it tomorrow. Check me, will you? Same time tomorrow night. Follow the Senate committee hearings tonight on the NBC Radio Network.